Many El Pasos and Daytons in Chicago every weekend. More than 50 shot, 6 killed in Windy City. By Warner Todd Houston on August 5, 2019. In Chicago this past weekend, more than 50 people were shot and 6 killed in a 3-day period. With the media focus on the shootings in El Paso and Dayton, bloody Chicago continues to add up the bodies. As the media reports about the investigations into the shootings in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, the carnage in Chicago continues unabated and goes nearly unreported by the national press. As each hour ticked down over the first weekend in August, the shooting and death toll steadily rose until Chicago's ABC 7 reported on Monday morning that 51 people were shot and 7 killed in the previous 72 hours. That number was later upped to 68 shot as the Chicago Police Department delivered its full report. Chicago Police spokesman Anthony Guglielmi insisted that the city needs some reform. "Below is the sound that Chicago needs to change its ways on how we handle gun offenders," he tweeted. Audio from the tragic shooting at 18th and Kildare yesterday shows that criminals have no deterrent to carrying illegal guns in our city, and this is what residents and police are up against. One of the weekend's shootings found 7 wounded at once when gangbangers drove by a city park and opened fire. So, as the media continues to cover El Paso and Dayton, the carnage in Chicago continues to climb. This weekend's bloodletting brings the city's total to 1,642 people shot, with 278 of them dead from their wounds. The shootings added to the homicides of other means reveals that 305 people have been murdered in Chicago thus far this year. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Twitter at Warner Thuston.